the songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehound. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
I saw you coming a mile away. You never even looked at me. When you passed, you took my smile away. But I knew where I wanted to be. I told myself I didn't care. You didn't really hurt my pride. I knew I'd follow you anywhere, here or there, any day, any time. So don't go, stop and talk for a minute. Let your eyes rest upon mine.
I know,
I would love to begin it. All I need is the smallest sign.
The smallest sign.
Person with purpose, like a person with mountains to climb. I'm not worried, not even nervous, 'cause you know I got nothing but time. I'm thinking you might care for me. I know that I care about you. Don't know where it takes us, where it leads, but I know what I'm planning to do. So
don't go,
stop and talk for a minute. Let your eyes rest upon mine.
I know,
I would love to begin it. All I need is the smallest sign.
The smallest sign.
Let your eyes rest upon mine. I know, I would love to begin it. All I need is the smallest sign.
The smallest sign. The smallest sign.
Defend me. Pain I've known these past few years clouds my ability to see. What is this fire I felt for you last night? Does it mean anything that's real? Trust myself to get it right. Should I put stock in the way I feel? Don't want to be pathetic. Hope I've learned from past mistakes. I don't want you to be sympathetic. Hope you can see how my heart aches, 'cause I'm vulnerable to my irrational fears, vulnerable to giving you the power to define me. Pain I've known these past deprivation. Being with you's like a breath of fresh air, but could it become suffocation? What if you should say you want me? Would it occur to me to choose taking you off could come back to haunt me? And this time I can't afford to lose, 'cause I'm vulnerable. Sometimes I feel strong, sometimes vulnerable. Me love's a lie. How could I argue her point of view? But a feeling I get deep inside tells me maybe I'll find something sweet with you. But I'm vulnerable to my irrational fears, vulnerable to giving you the power to define me. Pain I've known these past few years clouds my ability to see. So I'm vulnerable. Just how vulnerable. But maybe you and me, we're both vulnerable. Vulnerable.
That was Rebecca Odland from her CD Foreign Soul. Contains all original songs written by Rebecca. Instrumentation includes the talents of 11 Minnesota musicians: guitars, keyboard, cello, mandolin, harmonica, bass, percussion. Rebecca's focus has been to write and perform songs that matter. Humor, honesty, and paradoxical observations come to play in creating songs that seem to resonate with a variety of people and age groups. Rebecca holds a BS degree in music and an MS in counseling psychology. She wrote the following at the celebration of her CD release. Here's to loving boldly, embracing imperfection, appreciating beauty, and doing work that fills our soul. Rebecca Odland with Vulnerable. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Unbehan, from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Our call letters are KSRQ, and you can find our show live and archived on radionorthland.org. We do this show every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m., and it's made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The first song we heard tonight was a collaboration sung by Wayne Hamilton, but co-written also by Wayne, Doug Milloway, and Elizabeth Allness. Now, a little about Wayne. He currently serves as president of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. He's a member of ASCAP, the Minnesota Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association, and the Songwriters of Wisconsin. He earned a BS degree from Emory and Henry College in Southwest Virginia, where he played drums, of all things, in a blue-eyed soul group. Surrounded by string-picking musicians, he learned to play the guitar and entrenched himself in folk music. He met Pete Seeger and Elizabeth Cotton, who inspired him to begin writing music. That would do it, wouldn't it? Wayne went on to earn his Master of Fine Arts degree from Virginia Commonwealth University, where he also worked in a commercial recording studio, singing jingles, doing voiceover work, and writing back up vocal parts for commercials. And that first song was titled Smallest Sign. Well, we got lots of great music, including we're going out of the country for a song this evening. But first,
here's an act never heard before on MHB.
Well, his name is George Rothenberger. He is also a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters. Actually, all four of those people we've so far mentioned have been. And it's not even MES night. Well, George is a singer-songwriter from Minneapolis. He's performed in bands for many years with Jim Cadwell, currently with the Weasels, and the two have co-written a boatload of songs. George says that he has copyrighted 27 of some 60 or 70 songs. And he released a studio CD of original songs titled South Side of Lonesome. And I got that in the mail this week, and we're going to play a song off of that titled $40 Saddle. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Gonna shine my boots, put on my polo tie, and ramble on into town. Tavern rented and the iron's packed up. It's time to knock some whiskey down. Gonna find me a place where the times are free and the women are firm and round. Gonna raise a bit of cane and shake off the dust and act just like a circus clown. Crazy Saturday night is what I seek while times are parked for the course. Feeling I'm mighty on a $40 saddle or riding a $10 horse. If you see me come and get out the way, ain't a thing gonna alter my course. The world is mine, I'm on a $40 saddle, riding a $10 horse. After chasing the doggies, eating Chuckout's grub, I got my mind set on fun. We could throw a ball in the bunkhouse, buddy, but think of all the work to be done. Trying to clean up months of cowpoke life while trying to stiff up our sty. I'm gonna find me a bar that's more than ready to always let the good times fly. Crazy Saturday night is what I seek while times are marked for the course. Feeling high mighty on a $40 saddle, riding a $10 horse. If you see me come and get out the way, ain't a thing gonna alter my course. The world is mine, I'm on a $40 saddle, riding a $10 horse. Saturday night is what I seek while times are parked for the course. Feeling high mighty on a $40 saddle or riding a $10 horse. If you see me come and get out the way, ain't a thing gonna alter my course. The world is mine, I'm on a $40 saddle and riding a $10 horse. Well, after I've drunk up my hard-earned pay, I'll stumble back to my rack. I'll sweep off my fun for the rest of the day, or maybe a day and a half. In the saddle on Monday is where I'll be, working on my wild weekend. Build the saddle sores from Monday through Friday, start the weekend over again. Crazy Saturday night is what I seek while times are parked for the course. Feeling I'm mighty on a $40 saddle, riding a $10 horse. If you see me come and get out the way, ain't a thing gonna alter my course. The world is mine, I'm on a $40 saddle, riding a $10 horse. Riding a $10 horse. Riding a $10 horse.
Off the cap rock cuts through a man, blue steel 44 falls where you stand. This is one tempest you'll not outrun, born of romance of the gun. Stockyards around 1 a.m. He was startled by how loud that shot rung. Thunderclap of the romance of the gun. Hallowed Euro, she's dry, even when it rains. Washing the stain, devil's mark, saints know too well. Only on barbed wire. Deputy pulled him over. Tags were expired. Heat waves on blacktop, FM 2301. A soul lost to the romance of the gun.
One of the few former oil field roughnecks you'll meet who has a Pulitzer Prize. His songs are known for their vibrant storytelling, and he brings his characters to life in a way reminiscent of John Prine, Bill Morrissey, and Steve Earle. His 2014 release, There Are No Secrets in This Town, contains 11 songs inspired by an oral history interview of the Depression-era madam, I should say a Depression-era madam in Indiana. David grew up in Casey, a town of 2,900 in east central Illinois, lived a while in Minnesota, now lives in Kuwait, where his wife Sharon teaches and where David does an occasional farmer's market and restaurant gig. And yes, he has earned a Pulitzer Prize in 1989 for explanatory journalism. David is a winner of the Minnesota Folk Festival's new folk songwriting competition and was twice a finalist in the Big Top Chautauqua's NXNW Songwriting Contest. He's a member of MAS again. Boy, I tell you, you know why we play so many songs by MAS members? It's because it's in our grant that it's the main source of our music. But we play anything that's sent to us as long as it's not naughty. This week I got a CD, as I mentioned, from George Rothenberger, and another one from Nikki and the Roommates. Oh, man, is that amazing. Amazing CD. And here I'm holding one that was waiting for me at the studio. It's a Twin City group. Four songs on this EP. And the group's called Nervous Breakthroughs. Rather strange cover. I'm going to have to give this a listen and see if it works for our show. We're pretty eclectic, though, here, so why not? Well, up next, an Americana band based out of Minneapolis called Harbor and Home. With rich soulful vocals and tight harmonies, the group offers a versatile sound that fits almost any venue. The group of friends who for several years played together formed this group in early 2013 with the simple mission of being a light in the dark, whatever that may be, and to always be there for those who need them. Members are Caleb Williams on guitar and vocals, Nathan Johnson on key and vocals, Johnny Q on bass, and Sam Nargan on drums. They are Home. I got that turned around. I think I'm slightly dyslexic. Harbor and Home, and this song's titled Cars and Cigars.
Of grief, and they're crying, they're crying, they're crying to see. I won't sit back and watch you choke, 'cause you're dying, you're dying, you're dying to see. It's a life of fame and fortune ain't for me. Ooh, yeah, we need a change. Ooh, but this feeling fades. So you take your cards and cigars. Don't hide from the man that you are. Hold on to something you never had. No, you can't hold on to something you never had. Ah. 'cause they're lying, they're lying, they're lying to you. You go on singing the same old song. It's you're trying, to preach. But I swear to you, it won't work on me. Ooh, yeah, we need a change. Take your cards and cigars. Don't hide from the man that you are. 'Cause you can't hold on to something you never had. What's the use of going on if all we do is sing the same old song? But is your life what it was? Can you tell me that you're any better now? And what's the point of all these things if all the people that we need are gone? They're gone. We'll lose our moms and dads and forget the friends we had. But I hope you find what you're looking for. They're crying, and they're dying, they're lying. You're trying. Don't hide from the man that you are, 'cause you can't hold on to something you never had. No, you can't hold on to something.
We got some likes on our Facebook page. Please go there and like us. Wonder how many likes we have now. Let's check it out. Where do you see that here? But Dave Cuffell, Ruby Nordby, Bob Muscovitz liked some of our posts. And we got a phone call from Jeremy, a former radio host here at Pioneer 90.1. He's out driving and listening to Minnesota Homebrew and enjoying it. Thanks so much for calling, Jeremy. He requested a song. I'm going to try to find it, but it might be a big chore for tonight, but I will try. If not, I'll talk to Glenn Broggett and we'll try to get it on next week. It's by an East Grand Forks artist, so we'll work on that. Well, up next, Doug Milloway, who sent me this, what he called Song of the Week. It's titled Nonsense. Doug's been writing music for a long time, currently residing in central Minnesota. He began his venture into the music world as a teen in St. Louis, Missouri. Sorry about those Cardinals, Doug. Back in the 60s, in addition to playing a few garage bands, he played in a variety band called Second Time Around for several years. After moving from St. Louis to Minnesota, Doug began writing and doing collaborations through snail mail with various artists. Today, he's engaged in many of the same type of activities, but thanks to the internet, his co-worker writers are all over the world. He wrote and recorded extensively with Rob Denton in a project named Third Level. Eventually, that came to include collaborators from Canada, Italy, and Australia as well. Today, he's part of two active bands, Breakaway and Broken Fiddle, and continues to write and record with longtime partner Greg Sanders as part of the Gackle Trucker Band. Here's Doug Milloway with Nonsense on Homebrew.
When I buy me a car, I'm not gonna drive real far. I wonder if a lease is a better way to go when you're looking at a brand new car. When I go take me a trip, it has to be someplace hip. Should I go to Paris or should I go to Rome when I'm looking at taking a trip? I want to learn to speak Chinese, learn to say thank you and please. Then I can order like I know what I'm doing whenever I eat Chinese. I want to make a barbecue brisket, whip up some homemade biscuits. Then we can party till the cows come home and endless supply of brisket. Will somebody turn off the lights? Everything is way too bright. Overstimulation is way overrated. Can somebody flip off the lights? Nonsense, nonsense, that's what it means to me. It's all a lot of gibber and it's all a lot of jabber. Can't you see? Nonsense, nonsense, that's what it means to me. It's all a lot of gibber and it's all a lot of jabber. Can't you see? I dropped my phone in the toilet. Maybe I can fix it if I boil it. Stick it in some ice and wait all night. Don't use your phone near the toilet. The doctor gave me a pill. It's supposed to make me sit still. All I get is sleepy and I feel real creepy. I think I'll spit out the pill. Cop pulled me over for speeding. Told him at least I wasn't reading. Got a citation and avoided the station. $200 for speeding. I really need a 20-minute nap. Got a headache and I feel like crap. If I wait any longer, it's gonna get stronger. I really could use that nap. Went to the grocery store, stooped down and my britches tore. Now it's kind of breezy and I'm feeling kind of sleazy as I walk around the grocery store. Nonsense, nonsense, that's what it means to me. It's all a lot of gibber and it's all a lot of jabber. Can't you see? Nonsense, nonsense, that's what it means to me. It's all a lot of gibber and it's all a lot of jabber.
You said you love me till the rivers all ran dry and the stars fell from the sky. You said you'd be mine till the songbirds lost their songs and refused to fly. And then the stars fell from the sky and the rivers all ran dry the day you said goodbye to me. So many words, so many lies. The truth was in your eyes when you made love to me. I was the sunlight breaking through a
it's what you used to say. And I believed you, I put my faith in every word you said to me. Till you said goodbye. And then the stars fell from the sky. If you just turn around and come back to me.
Picked that song off of Facebook last week. It was a 1975 demo written by Dale and Dean Menton, brothers. Now, I don't know anything about Dean, but know plenty about Dale. He's a founding member, of course, of the 60s teen sensation The Gestures, whose single Run, Run, Run hit number 25 on Billboard's Top 40 chart. With The Gestures, Dale traveled across America in a white Chevy van, performing with such luminaries as the Everly Brothers, Roy Orbison, the Hondells, the Beach Boys, and Paul Revere, and the Raiders. To date, he's performed in 9 different groups. He's a graduate of Brown Institute and worked at Dove and Sound 80 recording studios before owning and operating Cookhouse recording studios from 1972 to 1995. I don't know the name of the female singer, but that could have been an Olivia Newton-John song. And it was titled Stars Fell from the Sky.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Well, we are crossing the international border for this singer-songwriter. His name is J.P. Ho, that's H-O-E, and he connects with fans of all music genres. Soaring melodies, sharp lyrics, and melody-driven songs create a unique yet oddly familiar music. J.P. Ho's sophomore album, 2012's Mannequin, may be named for a plastic ideal, but it beats with a human pulse. The acclaimed Winnipeg-based singer-songwriter has crafted the kind of album that, to borrow a Wilco lyric, tries to break your heart. The 6-time Western Canadian Music Award-nominated artist has a tremendous gift for writing songs and would sound as good stripped down around a campfire as they would in a soft seat theater with a full orchestra. Here's J.P. Ho with a tune titled Lions and Tigers.
Cut from the same cloth, straight down the center. We seem so close, but the fray keeps us apart. They like to call us fibbers, they always say conspiracy. The kingdom here is wide, but there's surely room for both of us. Surely she's now welcome, she's been icing 40 years. Only have room for the continental soldier, taking turns surviving and adapting. Modify the English word for acting. Heat, wind, summer fires, let's play with subtle lies. struggled as a young one, too scared to ask for favors. But roads are right and they're never truly wrong. You cannot be that straight if you're gonna be that strong. So much left to hear, so much left to taste. Stake and claim at tournaments and time slots. Modify the schedule in a small part. Nothing here's a little Miss Pageant. Nothing here is a little Miss Pageant. Ain't nothing here, no little Miss Pageant. When the summer flies, this poem subtle lies. That's how I see us, lions and tigers. If it were a lullaby, she'd sing it 20 times. That's how she sees us, lions and tigers. When the summer flies, this poem us lions and tigers. If it were a lullaby, she'd sing it 20 times. If it were a lullaby, she'd sing it 20 times. If it were a lullaby, that's alright, and that's okay, and that's alright, yeah, that's okay.
Taking the high road, baby, taking it all the way home. No more headaches, no sorrow. Lord, I don't wanna roam. Going home, nowhere to roam. Settle down. Talking about the shepherd, heard he's got the truth. All you gotta do is wanna hear it. If you seek, you shall find. Going home, nowhere to roam. Settle down. Taking the high road, baby, taking
taking it all the way home. No more headaches, no sorrow. Lord, I don't want to roam, going home. Nowhere to roam. Settle down.
He's a singer-songwriter, works with a group called Creative Transition. So, sorry about interrupting you there, Joe. Joe Bauer. Joe said all the members are retired or close to it. They are Joe on guitar and vocal, Steve Holloway on guitar and backing vocal, and John Roberts on bass and backup vocal. Hope you're enjoying the show tonight. We got a real nice note from Nigel Egg that says he appreciates that what we're doing for singer-songwriters throughout the state, and he's amazed at how much talent we find in Minnesota, and good quality recordings. Well, up next, Monica LaPlante is a Minneapolis-based artist, originally from Rochester. She's a grad of McNally Smith College of Music, and she claims, quote, "It's never true when artists say their music is original. When I was in school, we did this project where you had to pick a song you liked. From there, you had to look up who that band was influenced by and see who that band was inspired by to make a chain back to the root of the song, which is neat. Whether you realize it or not, nothing you do is unique or original. You can put your own spin on it, but you're always going to be inspired by something." I guess that goes back to the old Bible verse from, I think, Ecclesiastic, that there's nothing new under the sun. So here's Monica LaPlante with "I'm Not in Love" on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah.
My, what a nice song. That was Lakewood Cemetery. A Twin City duo who released their self-titled CD in 2015. Dan Kraskowski and Katrina Schleisman. Those aren't easy names to say. Their next gig is October 24th at Honey on 205 East Hennepin Avenue in Minneapolis.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, I want to make this short because I want to get a lot of music in tonight, but the big fish keep gobbling up the small fish, and it is going on in the beer industry. According to Laura Wagner on an article online from NPR, SAB Miller, a British company, agrees to principle and merger with Budweiser InBev. After rejecting a number of earlier offers, they're now going to sell for 69 billion British pounds. That's $106 billion. I don't know, folks. You know, these craft breweries like, what's that one in Chicago? Goose. You know, wonderful brewery, then it gets bought up by Budweiser and on. You know, even you look at, you watch a Boston Red Sox game on the TV, and there in the upper right-hand corner is a big Budweiser sign. Do you see Sam Adams sign? No. Do you see a Harpoon beer sign? No, it's Budweiser. And I went out to Carpenter's Corner a couple years ago with my wife and my friend Jack Heyman, and about all I could get was a can of Bud, and anyway, now that I've insulted all the Budweiser drinkers, looks like this deal is going to go through. And if it happens, they will be the largest beer distributor in the world, dwarfing Heineken. So there you go. How much was that? $106 billion. Wow. 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 Guitar impresario and songwriting wizard Hackensack's Bob Muscovitz spent the 70s and 80s in a group called Monarch. From the Twin Cities, Bob is a regular on MHB because we love his songs. He released the CD Pot of Gold in 2010, and you may find it on Amazon, CD Baby, and iTunes. Here's a most fitting song from that CD titled Autumn Splendor.
The autumn colors are so beautiful to see. Way up in the Northland where it dresses up the trees, there is a feeling that comes over you and me. From the days of sweet September to the cool October breeze, there is an essence well beyond the human soul. It touches the emotion deep within to make you whole. Within the colors is the truth for what to come. Though your days of life aren't over, your journey has begun. The Northland splendor is beyond both you and me. It starts in mid-September when its beauty comes to be. Just like a circle, this is life's tranquility. Till you close your eyes in winter and you wake in spring to see. There is an essence well beyond the human soul. It touches the emotions deep within to make you whole. Within the colors is the truth for what's to come. Though your days of life aren't over, your journey has begun. Everyone is like a tree that lives within the woods. Everyone is meant to be, in time it's understood. Everyone is beautiful from summer into fall, and well beyond the winter sleep when spring awakens all. Are the precious memories. The life begins anew for each and every tree as as it journeys to September when autumn comes to be. There is an essence well beyond the human soul. It touches the emotions deep within to make you whole. Within the colors is the truth for what's to come. Though your days of life aren't over, your journey has begun.
Bob Muscovitz. I'd like to remind you all of a very special event this Saturday. Wayne Hamilton and Doug Millaway will be at Local Blend in St. Joe, St. Joseph's on the west side of St. Cloud, from 8 to 11 p.m. Do not miss this. I wish I could be there. I could be there, but it's a long drive. Maybe I should drive down anyway. Doug Millaway, Wayne Hamilton, Local Blend in St. Joe this Saturday from 8 to 11. Here's Vernon Dixon with a tune titled Destination. Well, folks, we want to thank you for stopping by this evening to Minnesota Homebrew. Stay tuned for yours truly doing an episode of Minnesota Music Memories where I cover a group called This Oneness and their predecessors. I think you'll enjoy that show. Stay tuned. And then afterward, the always eclectic Burns program. Don't forget, Minnesota Homebrew is made possible through a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and is aired from 7 to 8 p.m. on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. We'll be back next week with some new songs and some old favorites. Thanks for listening to Minnesota Homebrew.